With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has some thoughts about the race for mayor of New York City. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that.
It's not exactly an endorsement, but Donald Trump thinks Democrat Andrew Cuomo can win the New York City mayor's race. The former governor has relaunched his campaign as an independent. One of his opponents is Zohran Mamdani, a Democratic socialist state lawmaker.
I don't think our country is ready for a communist, but we're going to see. And I don't think that race is over yet either. You do have a couple of people running.
Curtis Sliwa is the Republican nominee in the race for mayor of New York. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Have you heard the term moving at the speed of Trump?
And it's one of the favorite phrases at the White House. But when it comes to presidential travel, well, Donald Trump's pace is about the same as that of Joe Biden. In his first 6 months in office, Mr. Trump will have made 49 trips to 14 states and 7 foreign countries. At the same point in time, Joe Biden had made 45 trips to 17 states and 4 foreign countries. Jason Walker reporting.
The Israeli military has issued new evacuation warnings for central Gaza, an area where ground operations have been rare. This move cuts access between Deir al-Bala and southern cities. The announcement comes amid stalled ceasefire talks between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas in Qatar. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says military pressure aims to push Hamas into negotiations. Experts say newer airport screening machines that operate like medical CT scanners are better at spotting liquid explosives, but many airports still don't have them. So security experts remain concerned about vulnerabilities that were exposed several decades ago. This is SRN News. A judge has rejected a challenge to Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents, saying a group that brought the lawsuit had no standing to file it. In 2022, Michigan voters approved an amendment that enshrined abortion in the state constitution, but the ban on most taxpayer-funded abortions has been in place for decades, no matter which political party has controlled the legislature or the governor's mansion. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of YWCA Kalamazoo, which pays for abortions sought by women in southwest Michigan. The judge says the Y was the wrong party to bring the challenge. Anti-Semitism rears its head in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens has been defaced by vandals who wrote, quote, "No Zionist is safe here" on the building. Local authorities are investigating the incident at the eatery, which had only been open 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism has spiked all around the globe since Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. Is a transcontinental rail merger in the works?
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in merger talks to create the largest railroad in North America that would connect the East and West Coasts. Both railroads declined to comment. Within the industry, there's widespread debate over whether such a merger would be approved by the Surface Transportation Board, even though those regulators approved the deal that created the CPKC Railroad 2 years ago. Union Pacific is based in Omaha, Nebraska, while Norfolk Southern is headquartered in Atlanta. Keith Peters, Washington.
Manny Pacquiao, the celebrated boxer, lost by majority draw to Mario Barrios for the WBC welterweight title last night. One judge gave Barrios a narrow 115-113 win. Pacquiao, recently inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame, was attempting to reclaim the title at the age of 46. He had been out of the ring for 4 years. This is SRN News.